You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthas Gaklia, Talit, Sin, Homasqueam, Mustail. Hello, hello, hello. We're back.
We're here.
Again, I think last chart show of the year.
Chartsomania. Chartsomania. Of 2022.
Yeah.
It's been, how many episodes has it been?
Since like October, maybe?
It started technically in the summer, but yeah. Back then it was a solo sad gig with just me talking to myself. But I'd feel like, I guess, yeah, this started in its full form, probably in October.
I'm glad we are considered the full form of the show. It's been lots of fun. And all of, I think everyone except ICEA, it's our first year at CITR.
Yeah.
And I guess my first and last.
You don't have to leave. You can stay after you've graduated.
Yeah.
Okay, first, not last.
Exactly.
I'll yeah. You can come back.
Yeah. Haunting the CITR halls.
We'll be here annoying, though, for years to come.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. We'll be here playing you chart music forever and ever. You'll never escape it.
Is there any, should we talk about some, like, end of year stuff, since it's pretty...
Yeah. Well, you were saying earlier, maybe we could think about, I don't know, music that encapsulated term one UBC students. Like, what would the students of UBC embody or like take as their own music icon of 2022 or song or artist or like, yeah, I don't know. Could be anything.
I feel like UBC students are just listening to what every other 18 to 23-year-old person is listening to in the world. So, like, I don't know, Harry Styles, like...
I think Harry and Steve Lacy.
Yeah, Steve Lacy, like, slightly more interesting. And then...
Oh. Yeah, I guess we're not that special.
No.
I don't know, like, Doja Cat...
Yeah.
I feel like maybe this is my circles that I'm in, but I feel like SZA has just had like an insane grip on like 18 to 23-year-olds in the past week.
Everyone I've talked to has been like a huge SZA, like into SZA. Yeah. You know?
Well, people have been waiting for like 5 years.
Yeah. And I think it's going to be like one of the biggest like albums of the year in terms of like sales and stuff. So I'm really interested to see how it does. What did you guys think of this as an album? Those who listened,
I really liked it. I thought it was a little long, but I liked everything pretty much. Yeah.
Did you listen, ICEA?
I haven't listened to the whole thing yet, but I have seen all the people on Twitter complaining about being unable to get tickets. So
I was one of those.
You didn't get them?
I did not.
Oh.
Sad.
Yeah, I think that's gonna become like a bigger issue.
Yeah. Ticketmaster.
Yeah.
Ticketmaster doing its thing. I don't know.
Yeah, with the whole Taylor Swift thing happened.
There was like a Bad Bunny thing too. So, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, Bad Bunny.
Oh, yeah, Bad Bunny.
He's so big. Like, because the Latin American market is massive. And there's already so many, like, artists who are big there. Like, random. Like, you remember, like, Drake Bell from Drake and Josh? Like, he has a weirdly big career in South America. But Bad Bunny's, like... massive in South America.
He's like the biggest album of the year, like over all the other English artists, which is crazy.
Good for him.
Like he's been in the top five, I think, like his albums, like every week or something. So crazy. I still have not listened to that album in full, but I really like the album cover art.
Yeah, Rosalia too.
Oh, I loved the Rosalia
album. I like that one too.
Did you listen to that?
No, I haven't listened to that one.
Rose, what about you?
I have listened to it. She's cool. I like it.
She's cool.
She was a big meme too, which is
the gum.
The gum,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were you gonna? Oh, I thought James was gonna.
No, I haven't. Okay. I need to see this gum chewing meme.
I'll show you.
Maybe I've seen this and just like, don't know what it's from.
I just really want to see her on tour, which probably won't happen. But the Moto Mami tour looks so fun. She was on, like, scooters with her background dancers while they were performing, like electric scooters or something.
Oh.
Which I just thought was hilarious. Like, oh, like, yeah. Imagine, yeah, like, singing while riding around on a scooter on stage, like, in an arena.
I mean, that's goofy. I like, yeah, that. You know, I'm into it. That.
I'm very into it as well.
Okay, actually, I think this is kind of a tangent, but, like, thinking about artists who are, like, kind of at the intersection of, like, pretty big, but also, like, considered really cool by enough people that they're, like, really successful, but not so much that they're, like, you know, too, like...
Like a machine?
Yeah, just, like, too popular to, you know, like, people just get... I don't know. A lot of people are turned off by, like, really massive acts because it's, like, almost impossible to see them and enjoy them. Mm-hmm. And, okay, this is a long tangent. But basically, so Gossip Girl, okay, Gossip Girl back, like, the original Gossip Girl, they always had, like, random musical artists, like, on the show, like, just performing in the background. And it was, like, kind of a big thing. And even, like, the soundtrack of the show, they, like, played a lot of, like, big indie songs. And it was, like... cool, like they had like Saint Vincent on there, and they had Lady Gaga, which is insane.
That's crazy.
Wow. Like in her like earlier pop days, and
like Euphoria now, kind of like Euphoria now with the artists that like do the soundtracks for Euphoria.
Yeah, except they'd actually have them on the show.
Oh, okay.
And okay. Then in this new season, they like rebooted the show basically, and Charlie XCX was on an episode.
Oh.
In the background, just like they used to do with the OG Gossip Girl. So oh. I feel like, you know, like...
Charlie XCX
is a real... And just that whole, like, Charlie and Carolyn Polachek and, like...
They, like, blur the lines because they can do, like, both. Mm-hmm. They can, like, make a big hit, right? But then they can just do something...
Strange.
Crazy. Strange.
Yeah, and, like, yeah. The production is cool. And, like...
I did really like Crash. Like, the Crash album. I don't know... I feel like we've maybe talked about it, but I really liked the Crash album.
That's the Charlie one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I, man.
She played it. She played the Orpheum, I think, when she was
there,
right?
Yeah, I went.
That doesn't seem like...
I went to her show.
Oh, how was that?
How was that?
Yeah. It was cool. It's like, it was the first show I've been to that was like pop. Actually, that's not true. I got to go to a Justin Bieber concert when I was in middle school for free. But in recent time, it was the first one that I've gone to with like backup dancers and like... bigger set production, and that was really cool. And I don't know, it's just like, it's nice when artists get some money to do fun things. But it was a good show. It was packed. It was fun.
Yeah, I imagine it's pretty packed at the Orpheum. That's like a smaller one, isn't it?
It's mid-sized.
Yeah.
I graduated there, so.
What? At the Orpheum. How many people were in your high school?
I don't know, maybe like 300-400 people.
100?
Like graduating? Like,
and you rented, you got
400 graduates?
Yeah, 400 people?
Probably like three.
It's a big school.
No, it's not that many. In your grade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's wild. Because that's how many people were in my graduation, and we just did it at our school. Interesting. Anyways.
Hmm.
We digress.
Andy Schaaf's going to play at the Orpheum for his new album in March.
Ooh, maybe I should go.
I should go to that. I love that man. I actually, the Orpheum seems really cool.
I've never been in either.
So I always walk past it though.
It's weird because sometimes it's all seated. I guess it's always all seated.
Yeah.
I saw Kali Uchis there like in 2018 and it was weird because everyone just got up and like stood at the front, but it was, I don't know. The seating is kind of awkward, but it is like a good mid-sized venue. It's better than like Rogers.
Same at Queenie though, because like I went to see Beach House there.
Oh yeah, like
everyone
recently?
Everyone has seats.
Yeah,
but like everyone was standing up within like the first song, so.
In the spirit of Best of 2022, what do you all think is like the best like concert venue in Vancouver?
I just like you know, medium stand like the Vogue or the Rickshaw, like that kind of. I don't know. I feel like. I like the Biltmore. I don't know. It's near my house. But I don't really have any strong opinions. Shout out to Redgate.
Shout out to Redgate.
Housing all the local
amazing
shows. Oh, thank you.
No, Red Gate's the best.
But yeah, I don't think I'm like, I really have strong opinions on venues besides if I can afford to go to the shows there.
Because SZA, like, performing at Rogers is, like, kind of crazy massive. To me, but yeah. I do remember she is kind of, like, huge now. Yeah. Because so. I don't think, was Kendrick even at Rogers or no?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. The Strokes played at Rogers. I saw The Strokes there.
Really?
Yeah. And it was so chill. I showed up not that early, and I was on floor, and I got to be pretty close to the front. And it was just, I think it's, like, weird because there's bands that are big enough to play those big venues, but they're not as, like, hyped, so like the tickets are just normal and you just buy them and there's no like big competition and everything's chill, versus like SZA at the Rogers is going to be insane just because people love her so much and there's like so much hype around her.
I have hope that everyone who wants to get SZA tickets will, because it is like a far ways away.
I've been looking at the resale prices and they're pretty insane.
They're insane.
So
okay.
Like,
well, I mean, they keep general sale tickets, right? Like, because general sale's tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll see. Knock on wood, but I think everything will go fine. should we maybe get into songs?
Yeah, sure.
Charts?
I think we'll go through the first two. We got Why by Chatpile.
Yeah.
Off their new record, God's Country. I know James likes that one a lot.
I'm a fan.
And we got... Some local music too. Miguel Maravilla with Always is such a strong word, and that's just a single. And yeah, let's get to
those two songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Outside.
Back once again. You just heard Why by Chatpile and Always Such a Strong Word by Miguel Maravilla.
Two very different songs. Two very good songs.
Yeah, I enjoyed those. I actually hadn't heard them. They were good.
Yeah. You were right, I see him. The Miguel guy is very good. I like him. What's his last name?
Miguel Maravilla. He plays a decent amount of shows around the city.
Yeah.
I'd recommend going
to
them.
I'd like to check him out. I like that recorded version of that song. It was very good.
Yeah.
Swag.
I think we were going to talk a little bit about, since it's the end of the year, a little bit about the Grammy nominations.
Boo. Tomatoes.
They've thrown tomatoes. They've never made a mistake, obviously.
Yeah, the Grammys is a supreme, all-powerful being.
Yeah, they've never made any bad decisions.
Yeah, Macklemore did deserve to win.
Yes.
We love Macklemore.
Yeah, boo Kendrick Lamar.
Boo. Mr. Okay. Morale and the mid-steppers.
Oh. Just kidding. Love you, Kendrick.
We love you, Kendrick.
Yeah, what was the most, like, terrible field to you? Or what's the most, like, controversial or interesting field to you?
Controversial to me is the A, B, C, D, E, F song. I didn't even know that was a real song.
I swear that came out like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I thought it was just like a TikTok thing. I just feel, yeah, I feel like so many of these songs, like, did they come out in like January 1st of this year? Because they seem like they were so long ago.
Well, because their thing is weird where it's like, I think their cutoff date is like end of September, end of October or something. So that's why, like, Adele's, like, 30 album. Wait, did Adele's 30 come out this year or no?
See, that's the thing. That was this year, I think. Yeah.
But, like, really early. Really early.
Okay. This year, yeah.
Well, anyway, I feel like that's why there's, like, stuff from, like, October, November of last year that's included. But I think it should just be, like, January to November or something.
I don't know why the dates are so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same with, like, movie nominations and that stuff. They, like, cut it off real early.
Yeah.
It's not...
I don't know. Every time I look at, like, the Oscar nominations and the Grammy nominations, I'm just like, I must be living under a rock, because I either don't know these people or don't think they should get these awards. I don't know.
I am upset about All Too Well 10-minute version being nominated for Song of the Year, considering it is, like, just an extended version of a song that came out, like, 10 years ago.
Mm.
And, I mean, if any of our devout listeners have been listening week after week, anytime Taylor Swift comes up in our conversations, you will know that I'm not a fan. So I think I'm just a little disappointed that ABCDFU and and All Too Well are kind of like some big nominees here when there's a lot of other great songs that I think are Song of the Year. But, okay, now this is kind of a tangent, but what do you guys think about, like, Song of the Year, Album of the Year being less of, like, what is, like, the best and more of just, like,
what is the biggest?
Like, what's the biggest? What defined, like, 2022? What, like, influenced or what had a grip on, like, pop culture?
Well, I think they kind of have to, because people get kind of...
Yeah. That's, like, the safest answer, mm-hmm. right?
Because yeah, like, people are going to complain if they see, like, some random pick that no one knows on there.
Yeah. Well, and even if...
yeah.
Do you remember... Oh, sorry.
No.
Do you remember when Esperanza Spalding won over Justin Bieber for Best New Artist? It was, like, riots. The, like, Bieber stands were so angry. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's impossible. The Grammys, I think, are more subject to, like, popularity, though, than, like... Like, movie, I feel like something about music is, like, it's way more subject to just what's popular compared to, like, film awards for some reason.
I think probably because of, like, radio culture. I mean, like, there's not, like, a movie channel on your TV that runs the most popular movies all the time. I mean, I guess you go to the theater, right? And that's what's popular. But music, like, there's always something playing, and it's always, like, something really popular.
I think, I mean, obviously, like, the internet, like, TikTok has really changed.
And TikTok, yeah.
Because that A, B, C, D, E, F, I can't eat. The F-U song, there's no way it would have been there if it wasn't for, like, its extreme popularity on TikTok, which has, like, propelled it into Grammy status. Even there's those women on TikTok who made the, like, the Bridgerton musical. They got a Grammy for that. They, like, won a Grammy for their, like, musical that they made for fun for Bridgerton. So, like,
honestly, I'm not mad at that.
The world is changing.
A hustle.
Yeah. Also, I feel like the Grammys, they always seem to have their, like, old-timer picks.
Yeah.
Like Bonnie just, Raitt.
Yeah, like Bonnie Raitt or, like, yeah, like Mary J. Blige. Just, like, okay, like,
I feel
that like was, like, that was a while ago. It's, like, we know they're still coming out with music, but you got to, like, appease a certain audience.
Yeah,
I feel like, too, like, the Recording Academy or whatever, a lot of the people that vote have, like, very strong, like, industry ties.
Yeah,
and maybe music
yeah.
is just more of, like, an industry-driven business than movies are.
Yeah.
Even though...
Sorry.
No, go for it.
I would disagree, like, especially before Harvey Weinstein got, you know, finally called out for all his shenanigans. He'd be like, I want this actress to win. And then he'd, like, run a massive campaign for the person he picked to like win Best Actress, and he had like the power to just be like, I don't want you to win, and like make sure it doesn't happen, and like certain movies don't succeed. So I think it's the same with film. There's just as much like industry. I mean, it is literally just people in the industry voting for what they think should win.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe it's because the length of the medium makes people, like, you're already investing so much time to enjoy movies, so maybe at that point you're like happy to be more critical versus music. It's like people just are casually listening all the time.
Yeah, that's fair. I guess like the Oscars, I like have found myself being less like annoyed at than the Grammys, just because I feel like a lot of the time, or most of the time, what I, to be honest, like a lot of the time what I think should win like Best Picture has kind of won.
Oh, okay,
like what I would respect as a Best Picture win. So like Parasite, like Moonlight,
Parasite I thought was a like, good pick, right?
Yeah. So I feel like, I don't know, when it comes to the Oscars,
maybe they're more in touch with what people are actually into.
Yeah, maybe that too. Yeah. I don't know.
Sometimes.
Maybe it's like movies are a lot less subjective in a way. Like it's easier to objectively pick out like a good movie in some ways.
I don't think so. I think there's a lot of like, there's a lot of movies that have also like the Green Book, like that are complete Oscar bait. And then they win the Oscar because they're Oscar bait, and it's just like super disappointing.
Fair point.
It's weird. Award shows are really, it's like sometimes they like are great, and Parasite gets like 4 Oscars in one night, and it's like, wow, what a miracle. And then some years, it's grounded in nothing, and that you can tell it's just like, oh, this actress hasn't won yet, so she should probably win now for this movie that no one cared about.
For the Grammys, is there like a nomination? What, like, who do you guys think was snubbed? Like, they deserved a nomination for this year.
Snubbed.
Did Raven Lenae get a nomination?
No, I don't think she did, no.
Like, she is progressive R&B, in my opinion. Like, she is the genre of that. Like, that's what Raven Lenae is.
Did FKA Twigs get a nomination?
I think she did, yeah.
Oh, sick. Okay, well, I'm happy about that then, because I really like Capra Songs.
That was a great album.
I was a big fan.
Did we ask you, Isia, what your favorite album of the year was?
I guess.
I don't know. I don't really have an answer. I like Alex G, but I don't know if that was my favorite album of the year. I just like him. I really did like Capri Songs. I guess technically it's a mixtape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it? But I don't know. I feel like it was just playing a lot this year. So maybe that one. But.
I guess there's a Best New Artist category. That one's usually quite contentious.
Oh, yeah. Who was nominated for that?
The main ones that I can recognize, at least. We got Omar Apollo. We got Domi and J.D. Beck.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Yes.
They're actually like,
yeah, like
I'm happy about
duo.
That one, too.
I really like
those guys.
Lotto. Wet Leg.
Wet Leg, okay.
So those are, I think those would be probably the main ones.
Yeah.
That we'd expect.
Wet Leg's pretty cool.
Yeah, I could see Lotto, too. I guess she is, like, pretty new. Yeah. I'm surprised Steve Lacy isn't there, because that was only, like, his...
I mean, like, breakout, right?
Yeah.
Like, had a breakout this year, I guess.
Definitely.
So.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Raven Lenae I would have loved to see there, because I feel like she had a bunch of, like features that, like, the Recording Academy did on her, so I definitely thought she was going to be nominated for something, but...
Yeah, Jasmine Sullivan got nominated.
Oh.
For a deluxe,
right?
Yeah. But I guess they kind of snubbed her.
Yeah. Did she win anything last year? Because Hotels came out like 2021 January, right?
Yeah, I don't know if she won, but yeah.
I was just going to say, did Raven and Lenae not get nominated for anything?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Too bad.
Maybe she didn't have a campaign budget. Not going to lie. I could see that being the issue. But I think that... Either that or Gemini Rights are my albums of the year for sure.
Yeah.
You were Black Country, New Road.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I still am firmly in that boat, I think.
And Jay, remind me what yours was.
Honestly, probably with The Wise Blood, probably something.
Oh.
Probably The Wise Blood, honestly.
Okay.
Big fan of that.
That was a really good album. Yeah.
I think the way it's looking, though, either Beyonce or... Kendrick are just gonna like sweep entirely.
Who do you want to win Album of the Year, like, based on what we've been given?
Let's see.
Yeah, who are all the nominations?
I think there's a lot, right?
Oh, yeah, because there's, like, 10, you said.
We got Voyage, ABBA, 30 Adele, Un Verano Sin Ti, Bad Bunny, Renaissance Beyoncé, Good Morning Gorgeous, Mary J. Blige, Indie Silent Days, Randy Carlyle, Music of the Spirits, Coldplay. They put, I didn't even know they put an album out this year or last year. Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, Special, Lizzo, and Harry's House.
The only one I would be not disappointed to have win is Kendrick, so.
I think Beyoncé.
Or Beyoncé, either, actually, either yeah. Beyoncé yeah. is good, too.
I'd say Beyoncé. Honestly, I still haven't listened to the Kendrick Lamar album. I've been procrastinating.
It's okay.
And, I liked it, but it's weird.
And I love Mary J. Blige just on pure mom value, so.
Mm-hmm. That was the old timer pick.
And
yeah.
I'll be happy.
Yeah.
Or Bad Bunny, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool to see. I wouldn't be, I think the only one I'd be annoyed at is like Adele or Harry Styles. Just because, I don't know.
They've won their fair share.
They've won their fair share and just they,
yeah.
Like they put out fine albums, but I didn't think they were as good as
they're
the
washed up.
Other ones. Yeah, they're washed up.
Washed up.
Adele is not washed up.
She
just makes music for.
Well, I feel like
I am so angry with Adele.
She comes back. Adele just comes back every like what for her 27, 30, mm-hmm. every few years to release her big hit, and then she like fades into
yeah,
and then she comes back.
Well, but she's also really annoying because she goes and she's like, I'm gonna print like 250,000 pressings of my record, and nobody else can use these presses, and then it takes me like a year to get my record. So I'm mad at her for doing that.
To be fair, I don't think that was Adele. That was like some person.
Probably.
Who was
but
silly.
Like,
but I don't know. I feel like good for Adele. Her career is so chill. She just like.
She's just like, ooh, I sing really well.
Tunes.
She just comes and gets her bag. And
I wish her writers wrote some more fun.
Eyes on the bag.
Because once in a while, she'll, like, send my love to your new love or whatever.
That's such a fun song.
That song's
right?
so
yeah.
good. But then most of her
so
songs are,
fun.
Like, so slow ballad. And I guess that's, like, what people listen to her for. But I think she could be a lot more fun.
I liked Cry Your Heart Out on 30. I thought that was, like, a fun
mm-hmm.
song.
That one's okay.
Yeah. But the thing with Adele, even the thing is, though, like, I think, like, 3 or 4 of the songs were produced by Inflow, like, Little Sims' producer, who we're going to hear a bit of today. But I don't know. Adele, like, so talented. I really like her as a person. I just feel like her albums don't, like, do that much for me. Like,
yeah,
like,
I mean, like,
static.
Yeah, it's just kind of like Jay said, it's just, you know, get the bag and get out. It's not like she's trying to do some, like, crazy progressive pop thing. Yeah. It's just like, here, I'm pretty talented. I can sing and then bye.
I don't hate her for that. It makes
Christmas
gifts for my aunts very easy.
Yeah.
Every time she releases an album.
I don't think it means she deserves the Grammy, though.
Yeah.
I have my bid for the next best new artist maybe next year. Flo.
I love Flo.
Flo Rida?
No, Flo. They're an English.
No.
They're an English girl group. They're great vocalists.
I'm gonna put your shit in a cardboard.
You haven't heard that song? They're stars.
Yeah, I've heard it.
They're amazing.
They're amazing. They're really talented. They're beautiful. They're bringing back that '90s R&B girl group vibe.
They were on Pink Panthers' Boiler Room, I think.
Yeah, and they sounded so good. They're like, we can watch a video after.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to blow up, and they better get nominated, and they better win, and they better make millions of dollars, and then split off into solo artists, and then make more dollars, because they're great.
That's how it do.
They have a lot of UK and BBC support, from what I've seen, so I'm really excited to see what happens with them. And they also released a song, like, today, I think.
Oh,
or
wow.
yesterday, whatever the UK time zone is. They released a song recently.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
I think maybe to finish off with the Grammys, the other big upset, the thing that people were upset about was the rap category.
Oh.
What's going on there?
Because I remember being very troubled by the rap nominations.
They had... I swear, if they do another... If they do another Macklemore deal again... Because they have Jack Harlow nominated for
Oh no.
Do you
rap
know I think
album.
I fell like to my knees at Bay 6, like the 25 bus stop when I saw that. I was like, really, Jack Harlow and like DJ Khaled's God Did.
God Did. Like, oh my.
Because I feel like this was, I don't think we've ever talked about this, but I feel like this year was such a good year for rap.
It was a great year.
It was a great year for rap. And like just was not reflected in the rap nominations.
I think the only, like, the Heart Part 5 is like nominated everywhere.
Yeah.
That's like the only.
But like, it's like the Heart Part 5. That was just a single. Like,
yeah.
Even though that is a great song.
It's a great song. It's just like, I mean, Kendrick released a whole album.
And there was like.
And there's lots of other great songs.
Yeah, and there was like a lot of, I feel like a lot of like smaller, like not smaller, but like rappers that aren't like Kendrick level released some of their best work. Like I thought Smino's album was like maybe is one of his best.
Yeah,
like,
and J.I.D.
Yeah, there's no J.I.D. either.
Denzel.
What's that? Danger Mouse and the other guy, right? Like that album was pretty cool. And you like Billy Woods. His stuff was pretty cool.
I mean, I don't think Billy Woods.
Yeah, he probably won't get a Grammy nomination, but like
Earl Sweatshirt released in January, and I really liked that album.
But yeah, just like hip hop in general, definitely had a great year. And to see like Jack Harlow and DJ Khaled get nominations, it's just really sad. So I see what you mean.
So, yeah,
I don't know. That's why I feel like whoever's running the rap nominations in the Academy is just very
a table of like 10 white men.
Yeah,
I don't know.
There's an Atlanta episode I'll tell you about during the break.
That
but yeah, it's sad to see, but the music still exists, so it's not terrible.
And it does get the appreciation it deserves in like smaller circles,
and they still tour and make their money there.
Yeah,
so it is just a little sad, but I think it speaks more to the, I think most people, when you think, at least in our like generation, when you think of Grammys, you think like dying old hat, dusty, musty.
Yeah,
musty. But, so I feel like,
but like maybe as the Zoomers like take hold of the Grammys and like we get more like TikTok songs, maybe it will get like smaller artists will start to get recognition.
Yeah, but the small artists are A, B, C, D, E, F, U.
Well, that's what I was... I don't know.
And flow, though. And
but, like, that's more interesting than, like, Taylor Swift for the billionth time or, like, I don't know.
Is it?
It's more interesting. It's
that
probably...
Song, I think that song is treacherous and changed the landscape of musicians on the internet who keep on making, like, pop songs that are nursery rhyme remixes.
Well, wasn't like Steve Lacy, wasn't most of his popularity off of TikTok too, or like a big chunk of it?
No, he was big before then.
Yeah, okay. Like I can't remember why. I think he was just like YouTube recommended in like 2018. It was like Dark Red.
Dark Red, yeah.
But then yeah,
and
his
the
like
internet and stuff.
Massive popularity definitely came from Bad Habit on TikTok. But he was already like
like producing
before.
For like Kendrick and stuff. It's
True. I don't know. I think things are looking up. Do you guys know that Oxford's word of the year is goblin mode?
Oh, I feel like I saw that. I feel like I never used that term or never used that
no
term,
one has said that.
I guess so, but I feel like it kind of just came down to like meaning poor hygiene.
Yeah, we're moving towards Zoomer-centric stuff. And I think things will become more interesting. Like the Grammys will become cool again one day.
Yeah, or a new version of whatever the Grammys are. Because I feel like people have put more stock in like alternate award shows lately.
Yeah, we should do that. Yeah. It shouldn't just be like the Academy or whatever. Mm-hmm. We gotta have some cooler stuff going on.
Are there smaller music ones that are like relevant?
Well,
I feel like in film obviously there's the Oscars and like the Emmys, Golden Globes are like,
but there's
big,
like the
popular,
small like
yeah,
Cannes stuff.
Yeah, and like independent
yeah,
exactly. Independent Spirit Film Awards always, literally it's like every movie that I like the most, they always get recognized there. And there's like so many options. Yeah, there's like
the
like,
Juno Awards.
That's just Canada,
Canadian,
though.
I mean, like,
ain't nobody know
cool.
who those people are, except for us, because we love Canadian music.
Yeah. Can't come forever.
Maybe
I think
no money
music.
Awards.
I think for music, it's more of like a genre based.
Yeah, I also
like there's like there'll be like some country music award. There'll be like BET. There'll be like.
I guess, yeah,
everything.
I guess. But even BT, it's like, why, like, certain people were winning. It's like, why did like, Iggy Azalea.
Jack Harlow
won a BET award. Like,
I think it's because DJ Drama is his manager, to be honest. I think that's, DJ Drama might be the culprit. Like, literally the Atlanta episode.
Yeah.
Like, come to life. But yeah, I would love to see more, like indie-esque, like, music award shows. I don't know if the audience is there for that, but I feel like the four of us would watch them.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess award shows are, like, in a big way. I don't know about the Grammys, but, like, you know, like, the MTV Music Video Awards or whatever were just always such a big cultural moment for, like, fashion and, yeah, like, performances. And I guess that's it. It's, like, the only place where you can get a bunch of massive artists doing songs. And it's, like, that's why I watch the Grammys mainly.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There's, like, it doesn't – because there's – yeah, there's – I guess, like, Country Music Awards and BT are, like, more genre-specific. But then after that, there's just, like, small – like publication awards, yeah. And like I guess it's just the like critic landscape of music are is the next thing. It's like just like Pitchfork reviews and Rolling Stone list and stuff. But
as much as I like hate on Pitchfork though, I feel like I would watch like a Pitchfork award show because I feel like they still give like some
sometimes they're like yeah just, you're like, right about
get,
that one
yeah we can get. And I would totally watch like an NPR thing because they have like Tiny Desk and everything. I feel like
oh yeah Tiny Desk
some
yeah
kind of awards show thing.
That'd
I don't
be
know
cool.
That'd be cool. But yeah.
Yeah.
To the future of awards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, without the big awards shows, we wouldn't have Will Smith slapping Chris Rock. So
I love
and that was a big thing.
Television.
We're big fans of violence here. Yeah. Not true.
No, we're...
I'm rescinding that statement.
Yeah, my digital footprint, whoever's looking, let the record show. condone violence. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for saving me there.
There's 15 minutes left.
Yeah. How about let's do three songs here. We got Totality by Renstream, some local music. Blind by SZA, since we were talking about SZA earlier.
Woot. Woot woot.
And Sunday Morning by Buddy off their new record Transplant. So let's hear those.
We'll be right back. community through low-stakes opportunities like volunteering? What about making friends that are really cool or have some common interests? Well, I'm here to tell you that at CITR, you can come volunteer at Volunteer Wednesdays, happening every other Wednesday from 12 to 3 with a really fun activity each time, like making signs or button making. Not only is it a great break from outside stress, but a great opportunity to be a part of the community. For more information, you can visit CITR's Instagram page at CITR and Discorder.
Ta-ta! Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again. I could be you.
Niggas want me to get ratchet. Niggas want me to attack it. Put the hood on, now they calling me Cassius. Mind you like Bob Saget. Greedy, I can't pass it. Eating everything, nigga, no fasting. I don't care how much you knew me in the past tense. I ain't no Julia Stiles, this ain't no last dance. Way past it. Wait. Fucking on my ex, cause he validate me. Fucking up a check, I don't want no receipt. Mind get possessed, let my spirit speak freely. Hey. My past can't escape me, my pussy precedes me. Why my how the times change? I'm still playing the victim and you still playing to pick me. It's so embarrassing, all of the things I need living inside of me, I can't see it. It's so embarrassing, all of the love I see living inside of me, I can't see. Back. Calm down, sugar, be worse, never say that. I don't want pipe down, rather get payback. Mama told me never show where you lay at. I don't want righteousness, I hurt too much, I lost too much, I lust too much, I hit my clutch and room. Third day, pop out the tomb. I like when you put your gun at the red light. I like all that violence, give me dysfunction. I like when you come, never stay the whole night. Better when you hide, never tell me I'm wrong. Cause my past can't escape me, my pussy precedes me. Why my how the times change? You still talking about babies and I'm still taking a plan B. It's so embarrassing, all of the things I need living inside of me, I can't see it. It's so embarrassing, all of the love I see living inside of me, I can't see, I'm blind.
Sunday morning while the world around us falls apart.
You know what I could go for right now? Authentic flour tortillas pan-fried until golden brown.
Yum!
Or vegan taco kits filled with traditional Mexican chilies and spices.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Or how about vegan potato and chorizo taquitos?
How can I get these foods immediately?
Buy Lita's Mexican Foods.
Sounds delicious. Tell me more.
Lita's Mexican Foods is a female-managed, plant-based Mexican food innovator in BC. Their products come prepackaged and frozen at tons of local grocery stores around Metro Vancouver. Not to mention they can be cooked in under 10 minutes.
Wow, that sounds perfect for me. I've been so busy lately and dinner takes so long to make. Where can I get my hands on some Lita's Mexican Foods?
Lots of places. Whole Foods, Choices, Stong's, Vegan Supply, Donald's, and even UBC Bookstore. Hey, where are you going?
To buy some Lita's Mexican Foods. See you later.
See ya.
For the best in funk, soul, surf, and more music, tune in to Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Add us on Twitter at Jack Velvet Radio, Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show. Also available, streaming and podcast at jackvelvet.net.
Hello, hello, hello. We're back. I think.
For the last time ever.
No more Chart Show.
Yeah.
No,
it's gone.
Just this year.
Surprise. Chartomania obliterated.
By HBO Max.
Canceled and removed.
And removed.
It'd be crazy if we were on HBO Max or like Crave.
That would be crazy.
That'd
man.
Be so crazy.
I'll reach out.
Yeah, send yeah. an email. To
I think that I'll make them an offer they can't refuse.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I feel like by the time you send that email, they'll also like three more shows will be gone.
Oh yeah.
So make sure you send it quick.
Uh huh.
Yeah. I think that's kind of it for today. I think we talked a lot,
yeah.
But that was
sorry.
Nice. End of the year, you know?
Yeah, no, end of the year stuff. Got to complain about the Grammys.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Do we have, like, last, like, parting words for 2022?
Happy holidays.
Yeah, supposing you don't have any more finals like me.
And me.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, happy
supposing
holidays.
You don't have math tomorrow.
God. Oh, good luck on your math.
Thank
final.
You.
Those are my final words of 2022. There's probably other people that also have math.
Oh, yeah. It's a big finals. Class. Yeah. Lots of first years in that class are
big
cramming
section.
Right now as we speak. Excuse me.
Ugh. Yeah, good luck on finals. Stay
thank you.
Warm. Listen to good music.
Yeah. Exactly.
Enjoy some good music.
Yeah. Chartsomania forever.
Chartsomania forever.
Chartsomania. All right. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Bye.